USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Tens of millions of Americans are facing extreme heat today through the rest of the week. The heat expected to stick with folks through the rest of this week with very little relief in sight until next week. Dr. Jeanette Neshwa on ways you can avoid heat exhaustion.
Number one, the most important thing is limit your time outdoors. It only takes a matter of minutes before you can start to experience some of the heat-related symptoms. Also, you want to be careful between the hours of 11 and 3 where there are most UV rays are emitted and also where it's the hottest. So be careful during 11 and 3 p.m.
The White House says President Biden will sign executive orders on climate change this week. The president attending a climate change event in Massachusetts tomorrow. At the closing bell, the Dow gaining 754 points today. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running a business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you.
Visit us at patriotsoftware.com. Use promo code radio and get 2 months of payroll free. That's patriotsoftware.com.
With patriotsoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
A former President Trump-era health rule to deport most illegal immigrants who show up at the southern border may be sticking around. An extension of Title 42 is stuffed into a House spending bill. The Biden administration has tried to roll back Title 42, but that's been blocked by a federal judge. James and Jennifer Crumbly, the parents of an accused Michigan school shooter, are appealing their involuntary manslaughter case. The Crumblys are accused of failing to help their troubled son and also giving him access to a gun. The couple's attorneys saying lower court judges abuse their discretion in binding the couple over to circuit court for trial. Shooting suspect Ethan Crumbly is accused of killing 4 students and injuring 7 others at Oxford High School in November when he was 15. Wall Street with its biggest gain in 2 months, the Dow gaining over 700 points. This is USA Radio News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. That's 800-631-9123.
Lawmakers are raising red flags over a large land purchase in North Dakota by a Chinese food manufacturer, located just miles from an American airbase. Speaking with Fox's Brian Kilmeade on Fox and Friends, North Dakota Republican Senator Kevin Cramer shares his concerns over the deal.
I am concerned. I'm concerned about the proximity to the airbase, but I'm more broadly concerned, Brian, about the fact that China is able to come in and continually make investments, buy property, enter into our supply chain, our food supply chain right here in the United States.
The summer travel season is in full swing, and passengers are continuing to be warned to pack their patience. Flight delays and cancellations are continuing due to pilot shortages, other staffing shortages, and normal summer weather delays. Acting FAA Administrator Billy Nolen says we can blame the airline industry for the delays.
I can tell you the majority of delays have been on the airlines themselves, but they're working hard to right-size their network and crews. We've added controllers in places where we think that's necessary, but overall our level of partnership, coordination, and collaboration is where we want to be, and it will serve us well going into the balance of the summer.
Attorney General Merrick Garland swore in the new director for the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, Steve Dettelbach, on Tuesday. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.